And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, an Asian immigrant recently saved to buy a house in Portland and fix it up. But when he showed up to start work, he discovered squatters had moved in, sprayed graffiti on the walls, and accumulated 50,000 old tires stacked 10 feet high. Unfortunately, that's happening in Portland, Oregon. And street reporters are also regularly having to film dead addicts on sidewalks and bodies floating down rivers there. There is some good news to report, however. American missionary Kevin Rideout is finally free after being kidnapped in Nigeria last October and held captive for 9 months. The Trump administration made his release a priority. Rideout was a pilot with the Christian organization Serving in Mission, and he's been reunited with his family. A reminder that even in the world's worst places for Christian persecution, God is still working, and sometimes we actually see the victory. Now, Vladimir Putin just fired one of his top economists for telling the truth. He had been working for Russia's development institution for 12 years when he told other Russian officials that Russia is falling behind and losing the economic competition to Ukraine. He said their mounting costs mean they can't win, and for that honesty, he lost his job. Putin insists he deliberately cooled the economy, but the reality is strikingly clear. It's that inflation is climbing and the government's deficit is doubling year after year, and energy revenues are in decline. The war is not going as planned. Now in Spain, thousands of migrants stormed into a Spanish territory on the African coast. Over 70,000 arrived in just days, most from Morocco, looking for work. And Spain's interior minister made clear these people won't stay or gain legal status. But health officials in the territory reported outbreaks of infectious diarrhea and scabies, plus a surge in violence. When Spain's health minister was asked about it, she said connecting the outbreaks to the migrants is xenophobic. Okay, let's just ignore the facts. That seems like a good idea. And finally, in Seattle, a judge just spent 3 minutes dismissing a double axe murder case. A man was charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder with video evidence. His own parents say he threatened to kill them with an axe and once stood over their bed with one in his hands, but a judge decided he was incompetent to stand trial and dismissed it. He'll likely end up in a mental institution instead of prison. In most places, that would be considered a catastrophic failure of justice. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Institute or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.